This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, this week school is starting. I guess the teachers have been back for a few days, and the kids are going to be going back to school. And we talked a little bit last week about some of the issues that kids will face, and I think we should talk a little bit more today about bullying. And this is something that all young people have to deal with today. It's unfortunate, but it's a fact of life, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And the state is becoming more involved in bullying programs, but we need to be mindful that a lot of the responsibility falls back to parents and caretakers of children at home.
Now you and I were discussing the case that you had been involved with some years past of a young girl in Mitchell County.
Yeah, but before I became the director of Family Violence Coalition, I worked for Department of Social Services and in Mitchell County, and got to know a lot of the young people, and became aware of a teenager in Mitchell County who was multicultural or multiracial, and she was ridiculed so much in the local high school that at one point she went to live in another county closer to Charlotte, and where she felt like she fit in a little better. But this child was ridiculed to the point of fleeing from where she lived with her mother. That weighed really heavily on my heart. Every child who goes to school needs to be just as happy as the next one, and at least have the opportunity for their learning experience to be just as happy as anybody's.
You know, I guess there's pressures to conform among young people, and apparently as kids particularly get into the teenage years, there's this pressure to conform. You have to have a cell phone today so you can text message to your friends, and you have to have an iPod.
Exactly.
And you have to have the right tennis shoes.
And it seems trivial, and I admit it, you know, it's very materialistic, but kids are very materialistic. And we look at our society, and it's a very materialistic society.
And young people have a need to be part of a group, their peer group, and you know, when they don't fit in, then they get ostracized, and in extreme cases, you know, we have this violence that takes place, or threats of violence, and you know, it's just something that kids have to deal with. And I guess parents, the message we're trying to say is that parents need to be aware of this.
Parents need to be aware of it, and I am not one to say that your child has to have every electronic gadget to fit in, but we need to, as parents, if your child is being victimized by a bully, then we need to be mindful and aware of that, and talking to our child and trying to help our children negotiate with their tormentor, and because they are being tormented, they need to be able to negotiate with the school system, and as parents or caretakers of these children, we need to be able to know how to appropriately negotiate without, you know, stomping in the school, cussing, fussing, or trying to stomp the other parent. But as the parents of the kids who bully, there's responsibility there.
I went to a seminar a few weeks back, and they talked about different ways of dealing with conflict, and basically there's three ways. There's flight, which means you run away from the situation or avoid it. There's fight, which means you stand your ground and fight, you get into physical confrontations. Or there's negotiation. And the negotiation or the use of verbal skills or talking to people, talk your way out of the situation, is probably the hardest skill to master, particularly for young people.
It is.
And it's something that parents need to work with their kids with and teach them these skills, that there are other ways of dealing with it other than having to fight your way out of a situation. And unfortunately, we're seeing this now with not only with boys, but with girls. I mean, see them in the news. I guess there was some cases of a young girl down in Florida who got beaten up pretty badly by some of her peers in school. And so, you know, it happens to both boys and girls. And so the message is, if your kids start experiencing this stuff, you need to sit down and have a heart-to-heart with them.
And take it seriously. I come from a family where I had a teenage cousin who committed suicide years ago. So I've grown up being very aware of young people being depressed and wanting to talk. And before he passed away, he had asked his parents, I need to talk to you. and they didn't have that talk. So it's very critical to talk to your kids. And if they're miserable at school, that they need to get unmiserable.
And so let's give them some phone numbers. If someone wants to call and talk to us about their situation, we'll be glad to do that. What's your number, phone number?
In Yancey County, the number to reach me, if you're interested in talking any more about this, is 678-3436. And our crisis line is 682-0056.
In Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place, 765-4044. That's 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.